Öyle mavgado bezdesiniz doğru öyle diyoruz ki o do kiros hem ersiya ponosan fordiva savarsin zamin. Pana getriyas biotnim ipshirim bebnomai tsoem olherin o kot ejente o evavans tsoem en katholikin apostolikin eglesia ente efnuti amin. Remember, O Lord, those who brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly riches. ונפרון מפיות ממשירי נם ביבנה ומצוא אבנות ינות ונמרות ונג'פנות ויות ביפנטו קרטור
אמן
מרות ונג'פנות ונגניס ונשירי סוץ ויקריסטוס Ben choice.
Amen.
Marut in Jebiem Neumat Oem Emperoclitum.
Φρουγητός Κύριος ως Υιός Χριστός αιώνες. Αμήν. Ιες νοσύρος μου εμπτώες μαρώες μου ερούφων και νηλαίος σύρο και αμπεύναι τον κρουέρε γέγον ότι μης μην τέψωρης σύψωνε. Αμήν. Ελληνόε.
Δόξα με την Αιώ και Άγιο Πνεύμα.
Επί προσευχή στάσετε.
Ειρήνη πα. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and every condition. For you have guarded us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion upon us. us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of the saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And make us worthy to partake of this of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All evil temptation of the wake of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this blessed table, and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy.
The Higumene, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, and all the people, my week shall be absolved from the mouth of the all holy Trinity, the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, and from the mouth of the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 apostles, from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist, and Mark, the apostle and martyr, the patriarch, and Severus, our teacher, discourse, Saint Athanasius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr, and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Peter, and Gregory, from the mouth of 320 disciples in Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 in Ephesus, from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest, Papa Ambatuadros II, and from the mouth of my beloved self and the least, for blessed and full of glory, dear holy name, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and all times, and to the age of all ages. Amen.
Oh, Sena Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher, Paul, to the Ephesians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. John. May his holy blessing be with us. Amen. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and is lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Yeah. reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles who are invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols. Therefore he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshippers and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. Then certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him, and some said, "What does this babbler say? What does this babbler want to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know that what this new doctrine is of which you speak? For you are bringing some strange things to our ears. Therefore, we want to know what these things mean." For all the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new things. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, 'For we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the men whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, 'We will hear you again on this matter.' So Paul departed from among them. However, some men joined him and believed, among them Dionysius the Areopagite, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. The word of the Lord shall grow and multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the holy church of God."
Thank you. Thank
Christos i Ty.
Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the holy apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see which you see and have not seen them, and to hear which you have not heard them. But as for eyes, for they see, and ear, for they hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels. Through the prayer of you, saints. Remember also our Master of Bidanas, who remembered in supplications and prayers which offer up unto Lord our God, those have already fallen asleep, repose them, who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ, the King of glory, rose from the dead on the third day.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple. May his blessing be with us all. Amen.
Ben choi, so open no tio, open so tiro, open oro tirein. Iso spiacharestos epshirim, if no tieton, pi o unafsha ene. Pi o o, fampin no tipe, sha ene, tene ene tiro, amen.
Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his holy blessing be with us. Amen. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
No.
Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praise. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, When the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they will be forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Christos Anesti. Al-Masihu Qom. Christ is risen. This is what we have to say the 50 days. We are not saying good morning anymore for the 50 days. No. We are not anymore saying good morning or how are you. No. This is different now. For 50 days, we are saying and greeting everyone. Christos Anesti, Alisos Anesti, Christ is risen. Truly, he is risen. This is what we have to greet each one. It's different. We are not celebrating one day, which is the last Sunday. It was the Easter or the resurrection of Jesus Christ. No, we're not only celebrating one day. That's why the wisdom of the church also to try to keep us in the mood and the spirit of joy and happiness through among the 50 days. And also, maybe you know that we have in the Great Lent, we have 7 or 8 weeks, and we know by heart the 8 weeks. We know every week, for example, if I go to ask, for example, if I'm asking any kid, for example, about how many weeks we have during the Great Lent, he said, like, okay, I know 7, and we have the last one is the Holy Week, and I can tell you by heart, but we don't know exactly how many weeks and what is present the weeks during the Pentecost or during the 50 days. The first week, the first Sunday, which is the last Sunday, which is like the resurrection. This week is the week of Thomas. Week of Thomas. And the week of Thomas, it's a week of the faith. Right after the resurrection, the week after, there's a week of the faith. Because this is what we are preaching, what we are believe. We are believing in the week, yeah, the Holy Week, and we saw the sadness. When we are very sad because we saw Jesus Christ was on the cross and crucified. But we have the hope of the resurrection. And if I have no hope of the resurrection, I can't live. I can't believe in the cross. The cross and the resurrection. And as I said before, the first day before the Holy Week on Saturday, it was for which week, you know? The Saturday of Lazarus. And why we celebrate, as I said before, we are celebrating Lazarus Saturday because it's a sign of a resurrection. Because he said, Jesus Christ, I am the resurrection. Then before the Holy Week, he said, I am the resurrection. After the Holy Week, he said, I am the resurrection again. But now I'm truly risen. Jesus Christ truly is risen. The third week is the week of the bread. The week of bread. The fourth week is the week of water. The fifth week is the week of light. The sixth week is the week of the way. The seventh week is the week of the joy. And the eighth week, the week of the Holy Spirit. And this is the last week. There is 8 weeks. We have 8 Sundays. Each Sunday represents something very different in my life. And that's why I have to live. The problem of everyone, after we finish the Great Lent and after the Holy Week, which is like a charge of spiritual, in my spiritual life, a charge. And I really full by everything, but finally I find myself empty. Why? Because I'm and I forget everything about the fasting, and now I'm leaving myself to the life, and I have no prayers, and I have nothing. That's why all my spiritual life goes down again. What I gained through, or among all the 55 days, I lost it. That's why from the first week, Jesus Christ and our church also to try to remind us, hey, no, don't forget. Come back again, have your faith. This is the resurrection. And you have to believe and go back, and week by week, we will go and again come back again to our spiritual life. And today, if I go to the gospel of today, you can imagine that what he said. He came to Jesus Christ, he said, like in the same day, in the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut. And it's repeated twice in the Gospel of St. John, in this part, that doors were shut or were closed. And في العربي بيقول أحيانا الأباب مغلقة أو مغلقة, which is like it's different here. I will repeat it in English. What is that? We're shut, like it's okay, we're shut. Or sometimes someone is like, make it like closed, like I closed by myself and I'm 100% I'm sure that it's closed. And however, what happened, Jesus Christ, through this closed door, he appeared himself to the disciples. What happened? Today we will talk about the closed doors. Today we will talk about the closed doors. What is a closed door? The closed door sometimes is coming to my heart.
Thank you.
Yes. It's coming maybe to my heart. What is that? The problem, the closed door is like a stone on my heart, like maybe a sin, maybe a bad habit, maybe something close and like obstacle between me and between my God. Whatever it is, what? Maybe I'm, for example, like the money, or maybe I'm a proud in myself, or I feel like I'm a proud. That's why this is make an obstacle between me as a stone, between me and between God. Or maybe my priorities. I'm working and I'm taking care about my kids, and I'm taking care also about my home, my family. But again, it's something make obstacle between me and between my God. And through that, I feel like the stone, it's on my heart and I can't remove it. It's hard to remove it. It's hard to remove, for example, my life. How to change my life? How to change the stone? How to remove this stone? And I don't want it to say like Miriam's, when they came early morning, and they said in their, like maybe it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and they walking because they wanted to go and put spices on the body of Christ. But when they are moving, they are walking, they were thinking, who will remove the stone from the tomb? I don't want to say that, like Miriam's. I wanted to say, I know that you will enter inside my heart, however there is a stone outside. You will remove this stone. I can't by myself, because the stone is very heavy and I can't. If I leave myself to myself, I can't do anything. بدوني لا تقدروا أن تعملوا شيئا. Without me, you can't do anything, which is Jesus Christ said that. That's why I wanted to tell you very important point. There's suddenly, when you feel that you can't do anything, go to Jesus Christ and said, you remove the stone. أنا ما أقدرش أعمل حاجة. You remove the stone. You can, and you already appeared to all the disciples. You appeared to all the disciples, and where all the doors were closed. You ask me to remove by myself, I can't. That's why the resurrection came to me and gave me another new life in repentance. Every day I come to the church and I repent and I confess. It's another new life to me, and give it to me a new life. As if exactly Abuna is baptizing me again as a kid. The number one, don't worry about any sin you have. Don't be depressed or stressed by anything you have in your life. If you have, for example, like a sin inside you, go to God and said, you removed the stone and you appeared to all the disciples where the door were closed. Don't worry about anything. You will remove everything from my heart. Also, another closed door. When you feel that the life is closed, you try to talk a lot to God. And you ask him, for example, anything. And you feel that everything is closed. Be sure that Jesus Christ will appear inside you and give you the peace. We will celebrate on Wednesday, the Feast of St. Mark. And I'm really surprised when I was a kid, I was asking about St. Mark, how he preached and how he spread the word over Egypt. They told me about that his sandal is wrapped and he started, the very, very good the story. All the doors were closed in front of St. Mark. He went to a country, very tough country, Farana. And it's very tough. And he was asking God, everything is closed in front of me, what I can do? Like, that's why Jesus Christ said, don't worry about anything. I will open the doors for you. I will open the door for you. Also, St. Paul, he went to Athens, and he looked to all the people there. Oh my God, like, how I can talk to these people? The Greek people, there are philosophers, there's many things. I can't do anything by myself. Then he saw a small altar on the side. And this is written today. We already listened to this part today in the Pala. Then he saw an altar, and on the altar it's written, for the unknown God. Then he started preaching all the people, you know who is the unknown God that you are worshipping? He is Jesus Christ. Don't worry, maybe sometimes it's too late, or you feel it's too late that God does not answer your question. You feel sometimes that the door are closed. You feel sometimes that everything is closed in front of you. And it seems like there's no hope. But don't worry about that. There is hope. Because Jesus Christ appeared to the disciples inside the room. And all the doors are closed. And suddenly, and when he appeared to them, he gave them the peace and the joy. You feel sometimes that there is no hope. No, there is. There is a lot of hope. When after Jesus Christ, he was risen, and the disciples tried to preach all the word over everyone, there are three categories for the people. First category, the Jews. They felt that they are proud of themselves. And they feel that there is no one is pure like them. I am the first. God is taking care about us. This is the Jews. And this is also another stone in front of me. When I'm proud of myself, that I feel that I am good. And everyone around me is not good. And they are fanatic. They love themselves only. No. Be sure that you are not like a Jew. Be sure that you have no pride inside yourself. You have to love everyone. And this is, it was written today also too. St. Peter said that. We read it. The second category of the people are the Greek people. They are not proud of themselves only. No. They have a lot of information. They read a lot. And they have a lot of books in their libraries. And they know a lot. And they also can talk. Also, another stone on my heart. If I have a lot of information and I feel that I know everything, it's another stone between me and between God. And the last category, it was the other people who have lusts. There's a lot of sins, and they are not. They see that everything, it's okay, I can do that. Why not? They are not taking care about the small things, what they make God happy and not happy. How I'm listening to the Holy Spirit or not. Another stone. Three different stones by three different people. One of them is a proud. One of them is information. And I know a lot. And for example, like I can preach, I can say words, I can pray, I can do whatever. I know a lot of information. Take care about that too. And the third one is a sin and the lusts. Be sure that there is, we know very good that there is some closed door. But also I have to know what is the doors is closed. And I'm not worried, and I have no doubt that Jesus Christ can open the door, or he can go inside and clean everything, because he is have mercy, and he loves the people, and he loves all mankind. And a question, why Jesus Christ, after he was risen from the dead, why he keep all the wounds inside, for example, the hands? Why he left the signs? Why he left the sign on his body? He should risen with a different body. Why we have to see that? And he said, he answered, because if you, when you want to look to me, you will know exactly that I love you. And my question, and I end by the sermon by this question, what I am answered Jesus Christ by his love? I'm giving him back the love or not? And if you ask myself, I'm asking myself in first, what I'm doing for you, my lovely God? You give me a lot of things in my life. You give me a lot of things. But what I'm answering you? I love you with the same love as I love you or not? I'm sitting with you more time, I'm talking with you or not? One day, when I was in Alexandria, there's one, I finished my service in the church, and I was walking outside, and when I was walking, there is one guy, he's a sheikh, بدأن, ولابس الجلابية بتاعته, and he was asking me, what you're doing in the church? And I was scared. I was scared he's asking that. And then I told him, why you are asking me this question? Like, no, I'm asking you this question. I want to know what exactly you are doing in this church. And he's looking to me, and I was really, really scared from that. And I ran, and I go inside the church, and went to Abuna. Abuna al-Hani. Hayfaggaru al-Kanisa. Abuna was laughing. What happened? Like, I told him what happened exactly. Then he tried to tell me, can you explain, like, tell me exactly his face, what he's looking. Like, I tried to explain to him who is that, like, how, like, his eyes, like, el-birbtato, everything like that. Then he said, yeah, the Sheikh Lua. Oh, Sheikh Lua. Okay, Nani, two words, but it's different, tamaman. It's two different, Sheikh and Lua, zay, yani. And he was asking Abuna, are you kidding? You're kidding, right? Like, he told me, no, he is Sheikh Lua. I told him, what do you mean about that? He told me he is a Christian, but huwa imam gama. And so what? Like, I didn't understand. You didn't explain anything. You make me more like anxious, maybe, or I don't know. I have to know what is that. Like, he told me, you know, we baptized him from a year ago, but because he is imam gama, he can't leave his place. That's why he was praying all the time, until we find a way that he go outside. Then he tried to tell me what happened for him. One day he was praying in the Gemma, and after that he finished. Like, they have a project to open the all the Bible and to try to find all the mistakes inside the Bible, and he is taking care about that. He was taking care about that. To open the Bible and to go through the Bible and see the mistakes and get out all the mistakes from the Bible. And he started to read. Before reading, he, like, Abuna told me that, like, before starting to reading, he just, like, for example, like, he hand take the Bible on his hand and, like, for example, throw it on the ground, and he's saying bad words on Jesus Christ and on the gospel, something like that. And after that, he started, because it's a project, and he has to finish, and there is a due date. And he has to go out with a file. And he started to read. Here is the closed door. Here is the closed door. There is a stone on his heart. He can't see anything. But because he read the Bible, you can imagine we have a Bible, our Bible in our hands, and we have to read it. And sometimes when I ask him, are we read the Bible? Yeah, sometimes. Okay, very good, thank you. And for example, like, I read it every day. No, Abuna, it's not every day. We can't do that every day. Li Habibi, مبتقراش كل يوم. It's too much sometimes, too much. Okay, this is what we are saying. Usually like that. You can imagine he only read the Bible and he started. Just he started. and he couldn't stop. He couldn't stop himself. Every time, like Abuna, he was telling me that every time he tried to change the page, to stop, he can't. And again, he go to another page, and he can't. And after he finished, he said to himself, what is that? This is the mistake that I have to take out. Which mistake? This is the word of God. Here is the word of God work inside his heart and open the doors of his heart. Open the door of his heart. You can imagine. Yeah, we have a lot of people like the word of God work inside them. Another story, I remember I was visiting one in the hospital. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. And I finished the visitation like 2 years ago. And I finished the visitation. And when I go out to take my car from the parking, there's a lady outside. And she was asking me around 1:30 at the morning. She's like, are you a priest? بيني وبينكو قلت لو قلت اه هيبقى مشكله مش عارف ليه انا عايز اروح انام ف but I have to say that like I said yes I'm a priest. He told me can I talk to you. I was looking to my watch. Oh my god, it's 1:30. Okay, ربنا بعت لي حاجه 1:30. It's okay, no problem. She's telling me that she has her mother and she left away, يعني she passed away from maybe more than 22 years by cancer. And she told me like that, I was Christian and I was believer and I was practicing and I was loving God. And again, I will highlight, I was loving God, because she, after what happened to her mother, she put a stone on her heart and she couldn't believe in God again. And she was asking, why you're doing that? It's another closed door. We have a lot of like that. Then I told her, okay, and after? And she told me, after maybe 20 years, I'm not talking to God, and I hate God. I'm so sorry to say that, but she said that to me. I was hating God. And then she had, I think she told me, like a wedding, and she had to go with her friend to the church. And she entered to the church, and the gospel was like the priest was reading the gospel, and she heard the word of God. And she told me, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I felt that the love of God is full my heart. It's fooling my heart. In only one word, I told her, like, okay, tell me, for example, if there is any signs, indication, for example, before, after. She told me, no. Just I entered to the church and I listened to the word of God. Like I melt. ساحت. ما قدرتش تستحمل كلمة ربنا. And she told me, okay, I will tell you about the surprise. From 2 o'clock in the morning to 3:30, she was talking alone about the love of God. And I was listening, and I was like surprised. She was preaching me about the love of God, and I was listening, and I was like, after I finish, and I was driving to my home, back to home, I was very happy. I saw some people preaching me what is the love of God by their experience. And she told me, you can't imagine what is the love of God. Hour and a half, after 20 years of hating God, she was talking now about the love of God. What happened? Jesus Christ entered inside the closed room. Believe in that. Don't worry about anything. But only try to, like sometimes maybe you can't help yourself, but believe that he will appear to you and he will show you his mighty, his love too, before mighty, his love. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
My chosen come unto me to see me, to know me, for I am Jesus Christ. I rose from the
in Sophia Sebrus Homin Kirialison Hen O Miss Me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before ages, light of light, true God, begotten not created, one essence of the Father, that by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was despised by us to the point of Pilate, suffering was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory does living and dead, whose hand shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and Son, worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen. Is more than a pause. Oh God, the great, the eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and death which in the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord,
according to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Clean us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice and the remembrance of evil and the laying death. And make us all worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with holy kiss. Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order to stand with trembling, look towards thee, set us at them.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness.
with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Meet and right, meet and right, truly indeed it's meet and right. All you who are, must the Lord God of truth, being before the angels and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them. The Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principalities, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here around who stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, holy, holy.
Full of your holy glory.
form thus created us and placed us in the paradise of joy. While we disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpent, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us with your holy prophets. And in the last day, you manifested yourself to us while sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary.
Amen.
Granted us the bedroom on our water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your spirit. He loved his own one and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold. On account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
He ascended into the heaven and sat at the right hand of Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to
Shgar etifi efumu chayb onchem pikonu.
Anisos vestevo
anvichin. نجيب الثواب انات عطشني او انات طلب او قم كاريون او غير رفتان خو
تناتي شفاي بخنوم اسمي
تفوف ان يوث فنوتي اوفني اذا انت عني ذن اطفش بغموت
امين
افنس مويرون
امين
افتر اقي يا زينم for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true.
Afot min in sapidipnon afthot fevolchen o erpidem o ma'u etaf shepegmon فون اني تروف الناقي وسماتيس او انا بوستولوس اتوم اغو اموس تك drink of it all of you for this is my blood of the new covenant shall be shed for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
תתן נאום אבונכם פאי אוהב כפאי אוהן תתן סוי אבונכם פאי אפות פאי ארתן אוהן שם פמו ארתן איר אומולוגין אין תנסטסי Aretin irim pomevi shanti.
Amen, amen, amen. Ton sana ton sokireye katan gelomen ketina geyen so.
Commemorate his holy passion and the resurrection from the dead and ascension into the heavens, and he is sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, O Son, full of glory, we offer unto you your oblations. From what is yours, for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you.
If I fin soma, if o aventa.
Dinatia, amin.
O pai afod de onanes no fiftaiot, in te ti dianthi ki in veri enta. The remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Us all the way through our matter to partake of your knowledge and to perfection of our soul, our body, one in spirit, that we may become one body, one in spirit. And we have a shared and inherited with all the saints who have pleased in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Lord, have mercy.
These which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her firmness. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Baba Amba Tawadrud II.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace.
Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higamen, priests and deacons.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants, and all warren virginity, and the purity of all your faithful people. Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O
God. Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours, and in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers. And those who dwell, turning in God's faith, graciously accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the air, the water of the river, the sea, the herbs, and the plant of the field this year. Bless them.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lend them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May it for be abundantly water and its fruits be plentiful, preparing for song and our resting. Manage our life as deem fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness. O you give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abandon in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto this gift, those on whom the end be brought, and those by whom the end be brought, give them all the heavenly.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
As is, O Lord, a command of your only begotten Son, we share a commemoration of you, O saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have lived in the beginning, our holy fathers, the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the preachers, the evangelists, the martyrs, the confessors, and all the spirit of righteousness consumed in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory and virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos, and Saint John, the Forerunner, Baptist, the Martyr, the Stephen, the Deacon, the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the Apostle, and the martyr, the patron and the mirror of Jesus Christ, and as an apostolic, and Peter, martyr, and high priest, and showing us the sense of this use, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Legion, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, and Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 Sibylline and Nicaea, the 150 Constantinople, and the 200 Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Ab Antony, and the righteous Father of Paul, the three sons of Macari, and all the children, the cross bearers, Our Father, Rabbi Yom Degamin, our righteous Father, Rabbi Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good And our father, Baba Kirillos, the saint, the Narjizyakon, Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayer and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be
and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our mind, and those who have fallen asleep and reposed in the faith of Christ, graciously, O Lord, remember the souls of your servants, Adayub, Ifon, Bastaros, Ibrahim, Aziz, Ibrahim, Mary, Gergis. Graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bottom of our holy Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in a green pasture by the water of the red in the paradise of joy, the place out of the which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sons.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, whose soul you have taken repose in the paradise of joy in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was and shall be, it is from generation to generation unto all the ages of the
And lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed, and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Reni Pasi
Ketone Mati So.
Again, let us give thanks to God the Father, the Pantocrator, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also unveils worthy now to stand in this holy place and to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let Let us all souls come to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mystery. Christos in Jepi Pantu Kratur Choice Penuti.
Amen, amen. Prosevexaste.
The Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who through his cross descended into Hades and restored Adam and his children to paradise. He buried us with him, and through his death he abolished the power of death, and on the third day he rose from the dead.
Jesus rose from the dead.
He appeared to Mary Magdalene and spoke with her in this manner, "Tell my brethren that they go to Galilee, and there shall they see me." Michael, the archangel, descended from heaven, rolled a stone from the door of the tomb, and proclaimed the good news to the women carrying the spices, saying, "E Christus Anesti Ek Nekro." Necrom thanatu thanatum partisans ketis et semnimasin zoin charisa amenus. Christ is ridden from death, and by death he trampled upon death, and has bestowed life upon those in the tomb. He breathed into the face of his saintly disciples and pure apostles, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Those whose sins you remit, they are remitted to them, and those which you will retain, they shall be retained." Therefore, we ask you, our Master, purify us from all hypocrisy, so that with a pure heart we may dare with boldness, without fear, to entreat you, God the Holy Father, who art in heaven, and say, Our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Εν μπε Χριστώ, Ιησούς μπε, εν σοις.
Τα σκύφα λασίμω, το Κύριο εκλενά.
Ενώπιον
remember, O Lord, our congregations, bless them.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
The whole is for the holy. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I believe, and confess from the last minute that this is the life giving God, the death, your only beloved Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with his divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy oath of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity pardoned not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye. Given for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord, the peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing a hymn, hallelujah. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Agis flogitons kniosus Christos iutios aias musenemnem magionamin. Tagiatis agis flogitons kniosus Christos iutios aias musenemnem magionamin.
Praise him according to the multitude of his greatness. Alleluia, Jesus. Jesus Christ, the King. Jesus Christ, our Savior and life giver. Christ was crucified, buried, and arose as one awaking from sleep. Very early the Lord arose. He saved the world by his resurrection. And Christ was crucified, buried, and arose. The woman where on stone is, and the wars the angels spoke, who announced the joyful news. Christ was crucified, buried, and arose.
The promise of the Lord fulfilled. He opened for us paradise's doors. The souls rejoice by his holy resurrection. Christ was crucified, buried, then
the Son of God was incarnate and died. He was buried and in a tomb enclosed. He rose and gave life to the repose. Christ was crucified, buried, and fulfilled the promise and ambitions, dispersed all evil and fraud, and removed the power of death. Christ was crucified, buried, and to him is due eternal glory. The power of death he did oppose. Truly he is risen indeed. Christ was crucified, buried, and
with his psaltery hymn he composed. This is the day of the Lord. Christ was
crucified, buried, and arose. The psalmist spoke in his song about this day full of joy. The Lord is in God, faith and love. Christ was crucified, buried, and arose.
O angel of the sacrifice who ascends into heaven with this praise, remember us at
night. Let's praise with the angels, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Amen. Alleluia, Observatri, Keioke, Agiopnev, Mati, Keninkai, Kestosi, Onastoni, Onanam, Intenoce, Volingoe, Mocni, Open, Trois, Isos, Bechrestos, Eburo, Entevo, Afton, Febol, Genies, Mot, Chembie, O, Emmas,
shom sotiem mono nainon kieleison kieleison kirie flogison emines moerois moerois timeton iakoni evolgoem biesmo. Amin esse shopi.
Worthy to pray to you, thank for our
Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.